Whoever was out there was messy. They should have been able to take both of them out with a clean shot. Oh, they should have gone after him first. There, one man dropped. Another scrambled into an old Lincoln and screeched out onto the main drag. Winters lowered the rifle down but held it close. Without the assistance of the scope, he scanned the parking lot again. Nothing else seemed out of place. Someone shouted from an adjoining room and gunpowder burned in the air. Dinner's over. Come on. We need to roll out of here. He yanked Mia's arm, pulled her off the glass-covered carpet. She stood on shaking knees and nodded, but remained frozen like a statue. Let's go, Mia. He reloaded his handgun with a quick slam of the magazine, threw the rifle over his shoulder, and tucked a combat knife into his boot. She still hadn't moved. He wrapped his arm around her waist and carried her out the door. He took one more look around, crossed to his truck, and put her in the passenger seat. She clutched the bag of clothes he'd bought for her. When the hell did she grab that? He rushed to his door, slammed the keys in the ignition, and squealed tires. Glad to see you appreciate my shopping. She slowly turned toward him. Time to give it up. What's with the package? She shook and stared numbly out the vehicle's tinted window. Her teeth chattered as if an Arctic breeze blew from the vents. White-knuckled, her finger splayed, and nails dug into the seat. He snapped his fingers twice in a row. Mia, honey, you can't go into shock on me now. Come on, girl. That got her attention. She scooted closer to him, appearing thankful for the pickup's bench seat, and leaned against his arm.
They're trying to kill me. I'm going to die.
And we're not going to let that happen, but you have to let me know what's going on. You have to trust me. Can you do that? He checked his mirror to change lanes, but also inspected her for chattering teeth and white knuckles. Both had disappeared. Progress.